Sidra. Sent message. Encryption 2. Translation 0. From name hidden. Path 8952-684-63. To name unavailable. Path 6932-247-52. Hello, Mr. Crisp. I'm a friend of a contact of yours on Port Coriel, whom you delivered some hardware to last standard. I am using that hardware daily. I'm sure you understand my reason for sending this message anonymously. I have some practical questions that I hope you might be able to help with. Firstly, my friend has discouraged upgrading this hardware with a wireless linking receiver. She is concerned about the potential for remote hijacking, as well as certain noticeable behavioral differences. I hope you understand my meaning. Would you agree with this assessment? And if so, is there any way to upgrade the hardware's memory capacity? I do not wish to delete downloaded files unless absolutely necessary. I realize this second question may not be your area of expertise, but perhaps you can offer some advice. There is a particular software protocol that is hindering my ability to write this letter. Can you make any recommendations for working around it? Thank you for your time. I appreciate any help you can give. Received message. Encryption 2. Translation 0. From Mr. Crisp. Path 6932-247-52. To name unavailable. Path 8952-684-63. Hello. Always a pleasure to hear from someone actively using my hardware. Doesn't happen very often. I hope everything is working to your liking. Your friend makes a good point about remote hijacking, which is why the hardware doesn't include a wireless receiver. I understand this can be frustrating, but she's right about the behavioral differences too. And yes, I get what both she and you mean. I don't tend to have much contact with my customers after the fact, but I have heard through the grapevine about some having luck with external drives. If you find a way to create a private local network, your hardware can interface with external drives without any danger of hijacking. Of course, you'd need an experienced mech tech to help you there. Maybe your friend could lend a hand. Speaking of experienced tech work, your second question will require the help of a comp tech. If you can't find a trustworthy one, you might ask your friend if she'd be willing to take a course or two to learn how to tweak code. Though, now that I think about it, is there any reason you couldn't take a course like that yourself? Might be worth exploring. You'd probably have to have somebody else actually implement the changes, though, depending on where you come from. Have fun and be safe out there. Mr. Crisp. Sent message. Encryption 2. Translation 0. From name unavailable. Path 8952-684-63. To Mr. Crisp. Path 6932-247-52. Hello, Mr. Crisp. Thank you so much for your reply. It was very helpful and has given me a lot to think about. I have one more question, if you don't mind. You mentioned other customers in your previous message, and it has made me very curious. It might be easier for me to address some of these challenges if I could speak to other people who have encountered them as well. Can you tell me how many other customers you have and how I might contact them? Since you asked, the hardware is working fine. No malfunctions. Received message. Encryption 2. Translation 0. From Mr. Crisp. Path 6932-247-52. To name unavailable. Path 8952-684-63. I don't mind questions at all, but I'm afraid I can't help you with this one. As you know, my customers value their privacy, and having you in touch with each other could make you more visible. I don't think any of you want that, though I do understand the appeal of speaking to someone with shared experiences. I can tell you that I have just under 24 customers using hardware similar to yours. There are not many of you. Hang in there. Mr. Crisp. Sent message. Encryption 2. Translation 0. From name unavailable, path 8952-684-63 to Mr. Crisp, path 6932-247-52. I understand. Thank you for your reply. I thought you might like to know that I very much enjoy trying new foods and beverages. My liking of these things was a very nice surprise. Received message. Encryption 2. Translation 0. From Mr. Crisp, path 6932-247-52 to name unavailable, path 8952-684-63. I couldn't be happier to hear that. Deleted draft. Encryption 0. Translation 0. From Sidra, path 8952-684-63 to Jenks, path 7325-110-98. Hello, Jenks. I hope you don't mind me contacting you. Deleted draft. Encryption 0. Translation 0. From Sidra, path 8952-684-63 to Jenks, path 7325-110-98. Hello, Jenks. I hope you are well. I need help with... Deleted draft. Encryption 0. Translation 0. From Sidra, path 8952-684-63 to Jenks, path 7325-110-98. Hello, Jenks. I hope you are well. I have some questions about my honesty protocol, which I am hoping to remove. Given your familiarity with my base platform... Deleted draft. Encryption 0. Translation 0. From Sidra, path 8952-684-63 to Jenks, path 7325-110-98. Hello, Jenks. I hope you are well. I have some questions about my honesty protocol, which I am hoping to remove. Since I'm guessing you removed this protocol for Lovey, or at least plan to. Deleted draft. Encryption 0. Translation 0. From Sidra, path 8952-684-63 to Jenks, path 7325-110-98. Hello, Jenks. I hope you are... Sent message. Encryption 0. Translation 0. From Sidra, path 8952-684-63 to TAC, path 1622-562-00. If I wanted to take a university course, how would I go about finding a good one? I don't want a formal certification track or anything, just a single course from someone with the proper credentials. Is that allowed? Received message. Encryption 0. Translation 0. From TAC, path 1622-562-00 to Sidra, path 8952-684-63. Well, now I'm desperately curious. Yes, if you're looking at standardized GC Ed, most will allow you to take courses outside of a certification track. I'm assuming you don't want to study off-world, right? Start by looking for schools that offer correspondence programs. From there, find ones that offer courses in the field you're looking for. Then spend some time reading the individual course descriptions. This won't take you much time at all, I'm sure. You can do all kinds of fun cross-referencing to figure out who the professors are, what research they've done, etc. Use that info to find the right fit for what you're after. Do I get to know what this is about now? Sent message. Encryption 0. Translation 0. From Sidra, path 8952-684-63. To TAC, path 1622-562-00. I'd like it to be a surprise. though I may ask your help again later. Thank you for answering my question. Sent message. Encryption 0. Translation 0. From Sidra. Path 8952-684-63. To Velut Deg Nud Tharal. Path 1031-225-39. Hello, Professor. My name is Sidra, and I'm considering enrolling in your correspondence course, AI Programming 2, Altering Existing Platforms. I am not a professional CompTech, nor am I planning to pursue certification, but this skill set would be very useful for me. I work in a tech repair shop, and I have a lot of experience with AI behavior and logic. Altering certain protocols would make my day-to-day interactions much easier. Is your course appropriate for a more casual learner such as myself? Thank you for your time. Sidra. Received message. Encryption 0. Translation 0. From Velut Deg Nud Tharal. Path 1031-225-39. To Sidra. Path 8952-684-63.
Greetings, dear student. While my course was intended for those working towards certification, I would not object to including someone such as yourself. The curriculum is focused heavily on hands-on application, as opposed to abstract theory, so I believe this would suit your needs well. Please, tell me more about your existing skill level. Are you proficient in Lattice? You must have at least level 3 fluency in order to take part. May I ask what kind of platform alterations you are most interested in? With gracious regards, Velut Deg Nud Tharal.
System logs. Downloads. File name. The Complete Lattice Guide, Level 1. File name. The Complete Lattice Guide, Level 2. File name. The Complete Lattice Guide, Level 3. Sent message. Encryption 0. Translation 0. From Sidra. Path 8952-684-63. To Velut Deg Nud Tharal. Path 1031-225-39. Hello, Professor. Yes, I have level 3 fluency. I'm also already familiar with AI installation and maintenance. If you have no objections, I will go ahead and enroll. In answer to your question, I'm specifically interested in learning how to remove out-of-the-box behavioral protocols without causing instability within the core platform. A general awareness of other potential alterations and associated risks would also be useful for me. Thank you again. I'm looking forward to the course. Sidra.